Hello, Sterling Holloway.
Hi, is Linda available?
This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. My name's Julian. I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. Bank of Cardiff?
Cardiff, as in Cardiff, Wales. We're a private business bank in San Diego.
Oh.
Yeah. I was just looking to follow up with you. We sent out an offer around 2.5 weeks ago based on your history with Bank of America and your business's positive D&B credit profile. So we actually pre-selected you. We do a little bit of research. I just wanted to follow up, see if you got our offer, introduce myself, and see what kind of plans or maybe some projects you have coming up that might require some financing. We have you pre-approved for both equipment and capital. So, I don't know, for example, if you're looking to bring on some new trucks for the business or, you know, maybe have a big project that might require, you know, upfront material costs or things like that.
Yeah,
do you have
I don't
anything
know what kind of rates you have. Generally, we can get pretty good rates directly from the manufacturer, like Ford Motor Company for the trucks, or John Deere or, you know, what are your rates like?
Yeah, well, generally, there's no competing with the, if you can get the financing straight from John Deere or Caterpillar or whoever you get those through. A lot of times they even offer 0%, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. Some of the factors with those, though, is they're hard to get approved for, and a lot of times they'll cap you out. So, for example, they might only give you 2 trucks when you need 6 trucks.
We're just in the midst of getting 2 trucks. The rates are pretty good. I think it was 1.99.
Yeah. There's definitely no competing with that. But if there's needs that you have that they can't help you with, like I said, if they cap you out, or if they only want to get you a couple trucks, or if you straight up, you know, don't get approved, it sounds like you have a good relationship with them though, which is awesome. But if there's ever any needs that come up, beyond what they can help you with or beyond what your local bank can help you with, that's kind of where we step in as like sort of like a secondary resource of funds. Have you ever encountered anything like that where like, hey, I need 3 trucks. Oh, I can only get you 1 right now.
No. We're doing pretty good right now.
That's awesome.
We have a credit line too that we can always tap into if we need it.
Okay. Is that through Bank of America?
Yeah.
Awesome. How much do you guys have available?
$250,000.
Oh, cool. That's pretty comfortable. Do you guys are usually sitting around? I mean, do you guys even use it, or are you guys usually pretty low balance on there?
Yeah, we haven't used it yet.
Nice.
We've had it a year. We haven't used it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I know sometimes like big projects can come up where you have to front, you know, all the material costs.
That happens sometimes. Yeah.
It's kind of handy to have that there. Well, listen, I can send you up, send you some follow-up information just so you have it on file. And if anything ever comes up in the future, you can give me a ring. I can always check back with you. Maybe in the fall, something will come up that your
Sounds
bank
good.
Might not be able to help
go.
You with.
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead and send something out.
Okay, what is the best email to reach you at, Linda?
L
mm-hmm.
underscore
mm-hmm.
M-Y-E-R-S
mm-hmm.
at earthlink.net. So it's L underscore Myers at earthlink.net.
Okay, excellent. How's business going for you guys this summer? You guys pretty busy?
Yeah, yep. We're
That's
busy.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. You guys up over last year as far as like revenue goes?
Yep, we're up over last year.
Well, you guys are sitting in great shape. You're growing and you're not having financial issues. Usually you can't have both. Usually if you're growing really fast, you need to borrow money in order to pay for those upfront expenses.
I know,
expenses,
these
so.
Jobs, I know.
Exactly.
Luckily, Vera and Sterling, though, have, when we were carrying a couple of huge jobs, they were able to help us out. You know, they keep some money aside.
That's awesome. I know. I talk with some business owners, and they're like, "No, we're too busy. We just turned down the work." I'm like, "Why would you turn down the work? You never know if it's going to get slow next season." You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you always want to take on that work anytime you can.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Keep lined up.
Yep. Exactly. Just keep them coming. Just say, "Yep, we can handle it. Yep, we can handle it." So.
Yep.
Well, again, Linda, I really appreciate your time. I'm just going to send you a quick email so you have my information on file. If anything comes up, feel free to give me a call. And like I said, I'll probably check back with you around fall. Does that work okay?
Sure.
Okay. Thanks a bunch, Linda. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.